You're listening to WHYY. I'm Kenny Cooper, and I report on the Philly suburbs for WHYY News. Cell phones. We all have them, even our children, and since the dawn of the affordable flip phone, clever students have managed to sneak them into classrooms for an easy distraction. But those days could soon be numbered in the Keystone State. There is now an effort underway to ban student cell phone use in Pennsylvania's K-12 schools, Senate Bill 1014. The State Senate Education Committee has unanimously voted to advance the policy to the full chamber for a vote. Senator Steve Santacero from Bucks County is one of the lawmakers behind the bill. Senator Santacero, welcome to WHYY. How are you?
I'm well, Kenny. Thank you for having me.
Walk me through what you and your colleagues in the Pennsylvania Senate are proposing.
Sure. Well, first of all, let me give a shout out to my friends Vince Hughes from Philadelphia, Montgomery counties, and Devlin Robinson from Allegheny County. We are collaborating on this together because the three of us feel that the distraction that the cell phone poses in the classroom and the way it becomes an impediment to social interaction outside of the classroom is a real problem for young people today. So what the bill does in its most basic point is it would ban the use of phones and actually the possession of phones by students from bell to bell. So from the time that they arrive in school in the morning to the time that they leave.
How would this student cell phone ban work in practice? Like, how would this be implemented by a school district?
Sure. So, and that's one of the issues that some of the local folks have raised, including the School Boards Association, when they talk about their desire to have local control. And what we've said to them is, listen, we are going to set a policy for the state that says bell to bell ban. How that gets implemented is up to you. So if you're going to have the students put the phones in a locker in the morning, if you're going to buy some kind of other device where they can secure the phone, that's on them. They have to figure that out, whatever is easiest and makes the most sense for them. But the idea is the students would give the phones up when they arrive and then get them at the end of the day.
Why the urgency to act now? What's changed?
Well, the technology has changed. When I was teaching at Bensalem High School in Bucks County, the kids had flip phones. This was 17 years ago. The technology now, though, with the smartphone is it's essentially a phone is almost a misnomer, I think. It's essentially a handheld computer. And the apps that are on there are designed not only to be distracting, but they're designed to be addictive.
What have conversations been like with local parents and teachers? I imagine they have a lot to say. You know, how have those discussions shaped your thinking about this?
Well, interestingly, I think they have further convinced me that this is the right policy. We have one of our school systems, the Central Bucks School District, that has implemented something similar to this, not a bell-to-bell ban, but a ban during instruction time. And one of the teachers there, Christy Bisak, who has actually been involved in a number of our panel discussions on this so far, has said that since that ban went into effect in September, it's been a sea change in their school. The kids actually pay attention. They communicate with each other. The teachers feel much more empowered. They feel as if some kind of weight has been lifted off everyone's shoulders, that now there's been a separation from the constant use of the phones.
Have you received any student feedback about the bill?
We had a hearing in Harrisburg about a month ago on the topic generally, not on the bill specifically, and we had a couple of students that came to that. They were not enthusiastic about it. actually, one of my staff members has a middle school son who said, if this bill passes, I'm never voting for Steve. interestingly, though, we hear also from the students where these bans have been enacted already, that they're actually good with it.
You don't have to give me the Schoolhouse Rock version if you don't want, but you can if you like. But what's next for this bill? How long could it take before it becomes law?
Well, it can take a long time, or it can hopefully get done in this legislative session, which will end about a year from now. It's gotten out of committee, which is the first big hurdle. In the course of the committee discussion the other day, some of the members of the committee said that there are some aspects of the bill that they'd like to tweak, and we're happy to talk to them about that. That could come in the form of an amendment on the floor of the Senate, and if that happened, hopefully then the bill passes our chamber, goes to the House, and then kind of goes through this process all over again. If it comes out of the House in the same form as it left the Senate, then it would go right to the governor's desk. If it gets changed in the House, it would have to come back to the Senate to be signed off on one more time. That all could happen in the course of the next year and get to Governor Shapiro's desk. It is not unusual for it to take more time than that. But the fact that we got it out of committee is a really good sign.
Senator Steve Santacero, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm Kenny Cooper. You're listening to WHYY.